Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth, the catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling catches it and throws to second with Bridges covering, to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. There goes Lawler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive towards short. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cash moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Cash scores. Smith moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Tom Morgan now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pierce, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Yost reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Yost scores. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Keene moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. Keene scores. Kaline moves to third. two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller moves to second. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Don Mueller. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox bunts towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Ray Narlski now pitching. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball towards left. Doby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Doby. Callison scores. Phillips scores. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. Goodman moves to third. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Ray Moore now pitching. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Red Wilson. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 7, Tigers, 7. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. the White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Lou Berberet now catching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Arias now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Suski covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Ray Boone pinch hits for Rudy Arias. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost has Landis trapped. There's the throw to Berberet and back to Bridges, who tags Landis for the out. Lawler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Groth reaches second base with a double. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Staley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groth moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is walked intentionally. Bridges moves to second. Gus Zernial pinch hits for George Siski. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and tags Groth for the out. Bridges moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Aussie Alvarez pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Callison is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-5 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison throws the ball into Fox, who tags Bridges, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley bunts towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Lusquiza's pinch hits for Johnny Callison. Lusquiza's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. John Romano now catching. Lusquiza is now playing left field. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Yost strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Yost out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-6 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. 2 outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Don Rudolph now pitching. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.